Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Are you happy with the status quo in Oklahoma City? Do you like the direction our state's been going? Then you should stick with the career politicians and their empty promises. Conservatives are ready for a change, real change, the kind of change only an outsider can bring about. Kevin Stitt started a business from scratch, right here in Oklahoma, and built it into a success that employs hundreds of Oklahomans. He'll work just as hard as governor to deliver accountability to state government, and he'll start by auditing every state agency. He'll post state spending online for all to see. And Kevin Stitt will fix the budget crisis so we can secure the pay raises teachers deserve and fund our schools so our kids get the education they deserve. Face it, we've tried the career politicians. We've heard their empty promises. Let's give a businessman a chance. For a change, Kevin Stitt for governor. Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Farm interests are eyeing President Trump's pick for Supreme Court Justice and his possible pick for EPA Administrator through the lens of limiting regulatory overreach. Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley's panel will hold confirmation hearings on elevating U.S. Circuit Judge for D.C. Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court sometime in early fall after reviewing hundreds of the judge's decisions. But Grassley says Kavanaugh is known for limiting agency overreach, a key for highly regulated agriculture.
I think he has a reputation for keeping regulators under control and kind of putting limits on what you might call the administrative state.
Grassley hopes Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation chances are good, but with Democrats planning to mount strong opposition, Grassley's reluctant to make a prediction. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, Don Parrish expects another of the president's picks, EPA's Andrew Wheeler, to be acting administrator. Could also be a plus for producers.
He's going to listen to agriculture. He's going to depend on his department heads, his assistant administrators in the different sections to implement this administration's priorities.
Chairman Grassley, meantime, hints he may want to fix to the damage fired Administrator Scott Pruitt inflicted on the renewable fuel standard, a volume loss of some 10%, before the Senate confirms a successor.
The Senate shouldn't rush to confirm a replacement until we have more fully understand the damage done to the RFS and what can be done to make it right.
Grassley accuses Pruitt of doing President Trump a, quote, real disservice on the RFS, despite the president's having the power to order Pruitt to stop issuing unjustified waivers to profitable oil refiners. And in other news yesterday, President Trump was applauded and thanked by several farm organizations, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, RCAF USA, and the American Farm Bureau Federation, after he signed executive grants of clemency, full pardons for Dwight Hammond Jr. and his son, Stephen Hammond. The Hammonds are multi-generation cattle ranchers in Oregon, imprisoned in connection with a fire that leaked onto a small portion of neighboring public grazing land. The evidence at trial regarding the Hammonds' responsibility for the fire was conflicting, and the jury acquitted them on most of the charges. However, a White House release stated that despite this initial leniency, the previous administration instead filed a, quote, overzealous appeal that resulted in the Hammonds being sentenced to 5 years in prison, adding this was unjust. Ethan Lane, executive director of the Public Lands Council and NCBA Federal Lands, said in response that no rancher undertaking normal agricultural practices should fear spending years in jail at the hands of the federal government. You got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with five great Cattlemen's College sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA Convention. Go to OklahomaCattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4391. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.